Track 9. 6 places to see horses in Norfolk and 1 place to see seahorses.
1. At a stud. Nothing but the best for stallion Royal Applause, who roams luxurious paddocks in the old walled garden at Sandringham. The Queen's love of horses is well known, and some particularly fine examples of equine blue blood have been created at the Sandringham Stud. In normal times, there are tours of the stud, which was established by Edward VII when he was still Prince of Wales in 1897. His great-granddaughter, Elizabeth II, has bred several champion racehorses here.
2. On a farm. Thousands of horses once worked the land across Norfolk. At Gressenhall Farm and Workhouse Museum near Dereham, the mighty Suffolk Punch horses still demonstrate how horses were key to everything from ploughing to harvesting in the centuries before tractors and combine harvesters. The farm at Gressenhall was once used to grow food for inmates at the workhouse. Today, people can visit to see how farming families used to live and work. There's a farmhouse, walks through the fields and down to the river, and lots of animals, including the Suffolk Punch horses. When they are not helping with ploughing, planting and harvesting, the giant horses pull carts full of visitors around the farm. The Suffolk Punch breed, native to East Anglia, had almost died out by the 1960s as farms mechanised and no longer needed that kind of horsepower. A concerted breeding effort has increased their population, but they are still on the Rare Breeds Survival Trust's critical list. For much more about the impressive heavy horses, Gressenhall runs short courses for people keen to have a go at working with them.
3. At an international event. The Houghton International Horse Trials are due to take place at Houghton Hall from the 27th of May to the 30th. The course, which runs through the Estate Deer Park, was designed by Norfolk's Alec Lockhor, who creates courses for horse trials around the world, including the Olympic Eventing Course in Greenwich Park for London 2012 and the course for the next Olympics in Tokyo. Alec's event management company, Musketeer, also runs the Burnham Market Horse Trials, scheduled for September 11th and 12th this year.
4. At the races. The first recorded horse race at Yarmouth was in 1715, when some innkeepers rented land for horse racing. The racecourse, originally on the South Denes, moved to its current site on the North Denes a century ago. Norfolk's only national hunt racecourse at Fakenham opened in 1905 and held just one meeting a year until the mid-20th century. These days, the main racing season at Fakenham begins in October.
5. Being cared for by a charity. Red Wings is responsible for more than 2,000 rescued horses, ponies, donkeys and mules across the UK, with its national headquarters, Horse Hospital and 330 lovingly cared for animals in Hapton near Long Stratton. Where possible, animals are rehomed, but those needing specialist care have a home with Red Wings for life. Meet them at Aylsham and at Caldecott near Great Yarmouth. Red Wings Aylsham is home to horses and donkeys, including a herd of Shetland ponies known as the Gangsters. Red Wings Caldecott is home to more than 100 horses, ponies, donkeys and mules, including a herd of donkeys. The visitor centres are open Friday to Monday, with entry free but donations welcome, plus the chance to help the horses by enjoying lunch at the cafes, shopping at the gift shops or adopting an animal. At the time of writing, visits should be booked online at redwings.org.uk. International charity World Horse Welfare, based in Snetterton, has 4 UK rescue and rehoming centres. It was founded by Norfolk woman Ada Cole in 1927 after she saw work-worn British horses arriving on the docks of Antwerp to be marched to slaughter. She campaigned to stop horse exports for slaughter and to improve conditions in Europe. World Horse Welfare has since influenced legislation and policy worldwide. All visitor centres were closed during the pandemic.
6. At a nature reserve. If you want to see the biggest collection of Dartmoor ponies outside Devon, you'll find them on Norfolk Wildlife Trust's reserves. The Trust uses sheep, cattle and ponies to graze its land. All the ponies are checked daily by staff or volunteers, and the discerning diners are much better than mechanical lawnmowers at feeding on coarse grass and rushes, but leaving more wildlife-friendly plants and flowers. They can also graze tussocky patches, which would defeat mowers. As the ponies preserve heathland, fens and meadows, they help important and rare wildlife to thrive, including bitterns, skylarks and stone curlews, iconic insects such as the swallowtail butterfly and Norfolk hawker dragonfly, and flowers such as maiden pinks and orchids. You could see the grazing ponies at NWT reserves, including Hickling, Wheating, Hockwold Heath, Cranich Camp, Royden Common and Buxton Heath. Ponies also help look after six sites around the Broads National Park, including at the Howe Hill National Nature Reserve.
7. In the sea. Okay, they are not horses, but the ancient Greeks named them horse sea monsters, or hippocampus. And the Greeks also said the hippopotamus was a water horse. Two species of seahorse are native to British waters, but to be sure of seeing a seahorse, try Sea Life in Great Yarmouth. The Seahorses Zone of the Seafront Attraction has seahorses and lots of fascinating seahorse information, including how the males raise the seahorse babies in a pouch on their bellies and then rock back and forth like a rocking horse to help the babies swim free.